RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
I can rap on this too. Hey, I'm in the block, and in a minute I don't gotta stop. Pat me the rock, Shut up. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are live here on a Tuesday, December 30th. Tobin out because he's lazy. Nah, he's definitely earned this time off. I said Leroy. I'm happy to have Leroy here on the 30th. And you know what? We just found out we'll have Leroy here Friday as well.
Good.
Very kind. Very kind of
somebody needs Leroy to... Thursday.
No, we're off.
Thursday. Nah, we're off. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll be here Friday. Yeah, somebody needs to protect me from Vlad's crazy takes.
Like what?
That I can't rap to this.
You can't. You gotta rap till we don't. All right, I want you to.
Close off. Have a good time. I was gonna say that. I was gonna say this.
First of all, great line to tell. Tell they trying to rhyme because I ain't never heard of no cherry wine.
Cherry wine?
Yeah.
Come on, man. We've heard of cherry wine.
That's just broke.
I mean, Ripple or.
That's what he's talking about.
Okay.
Cherry wine.
Cheap wine.
Oh. You know. Intangible's not going to know what cherry wine is.
You drink some, what's that?
There's a cherry flavor.
You can drink some.
Are you guys talking about the soda?
It? No.
There's a cherry wine soda.
Oh, no, that just came out. That's recent stuff.
And Datesoff said Gym Class Heroes already rapped to that song.
The Gym Class Heroes did it. Oh, okay, Date South. I appreciate that. Let's all go pop in our Gym Class Heroes CD. No, actually, that was a good song, though. That's the only reason I know the sample.
That's Cheerwine, not Cheerwine.
Oh, okay.
Cheerwine.
Oh, my goodness, Marcos. Read a book every now and then.
I apologize.
Minus one.
Yeah.
For literacy.
Oh man, you know, I'll put that on my list of 2025. Mike Biamonte announces.
Oh, that's right. That is true.
Oh,
this is his last season.
What are we going to do?
Relieve him of saying all the crazy things.
Not shocking. Marcos doesn't know a band with Jim in the name.
Point for YouTuber.
Oh, my goodness.
Tomorrow, your Miami Hurricanes take on Ohio State.
I've been reading up on this. Everybody seems to think this is going to be a blowout.
Who thinks that?
Well, I mean, it's a 9.5 spread, so we'll start there.
Yeah.
Clearly, Vegas.
All the comments that I'm seeing, everybody think that because they say Ohio State is talented in more positions than Miami.
Like what?
Which I don't see it. So,
yeah,
I'm just telling you from what I see. I've had to watch a lot of Ohio State games and a lot of Miami games. And for the last 3 years, they've been trying to fire their coach.
Who's their quarterback?
Julian Saint. He was at the Heisman. He came in second or third in the Heisman voting.
I don't trust him.
I mean, but. Listen, I have a friend.
Oh, look at this guy.
That has basically said to me.
It's like Chad Pennington.
He's throwing to two of the best receivers in college football, so he can get away with more stuff because of that.
Yeah, I agree. But this guy's a bum. I can tell.
But I would say every time he's had some pressure on him, he struggled.
This guy looks like Chad Pennington. Does he know that he looks like Chad Pennington?
Chad Pennington didn't have a terrible career.
No, he was good. He was good. Yeah, this guy's Chad Pennington for sure.
Boone Farm might make a cherry wine. I was thinking more along the lines of Mad Dog 2020.
This guy's Chad Pennington.
Mad Dog 2020 is like that that juice you get in the gallon jug at the corner store. They have five different flavors, but they all taste the same.
Talk about the one that's in a barrel?
No, is it like a gallon water thing?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you can get orange, I miss yellow, bomb purple, drinks. Red.
You miss what drinks?
Bomb drinks.
Bomb drinks.
Yeah.
What's a bomb?
Quarter water.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, in the barrel.
In the barrel. Yeah. It looked like a little napalm. So, yeah, we call them quarter water. Bomb drinks.
Yeah. I'm a fan of the pickled eggs.
Wild Irish Rose was my bum drink. That's what Dr. Toboggan said.
Mine was Four Loko.
Oh, goodness. That's disgusting.
That was Cisco. Disgusting, yeah.
Cisco. Cisco right behind it.
That thong to thong thong.
Dude,
thong.
You know, can I just tell you?
Yeah.
If your boys come over your house and you watch a TV and they say, what you drinking? And you tell them what you drinking, you can pretty much tell them what your night going to be like.
Pretty right? much, yeah. If you drinking Four Loko or Cisco,
you ain't doing nothing. No. You ain't doing nothing. You ain't leaving the house.
Well, you're not doing anything productive.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
If yeah, actually, even if you tell me
this. OE, no. OE and Code 45, yeah, those are old. I was a Red Bull guy when I needed to make it happen.
What, a vodka
Red
Bull?
Get you a Red Bull or a Blue Bull. I still don't know what the difference is.
Red Bull. What the hell is a Blue Bull?
It was Red Bull and Blue Bull. They had a Red 40 and a Blue 40. I don't know what the difference was.
See, because I thought you were talking about like Red Bull energy drink.
No.
Red Boy.
No, not Red Bull.
Red Bull.
Bull,
B-U-L-L?
It's like a small glass bottle.
No, it was a 40.
I know what you're talking about now.
Red Bull 40.
I know what Red Bull 44. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. They had red and blue, and I didn't know the difference.
It's like a red stripe bottle. Like a big red stripe bottle.
You know the intangibles that are listening right now have no idea what we're talking about.
We're talking about wood tip black and mild wine.
I mean, they're talking about like, what are these drinks and dude, who's drinking these? Hey,
there's nothing like going to the corner store and watching somebody shake a whole package of wrappers to get a soft one.
Oh, man, I mean, you have to, though, because, like, then you get it's like broken. It's like crispy. Can't do that.
I'm like, yo, man, come on.
Leroy, let me ask you this, because, you know, I'm closer to you, or you're closer to my age than Marcos and them. Tell me there was nothing funnier than the guy around the hood who could drink the 40 and then go start playing basketball.
Oh yeah!
And then he starts sweating, and he's sweating all the 40.
It smells like beer,
right? But the sweat is different. Beer. It's green sweat, like it's yellow because it's like it's not regular sweat. But you give him a 40, or is
yeah. He's dropping 40.
He's dropping 40,
and only at the hood park. Instead of Gatorade, everybody had their 40 wrapped in a paper bag with their name on it.
Yep.
Yeah. It was the craziest thing.
I got something interesting for you guys. The New York City Department of Health released their top names, top baby names, most popular baby names in the city.
Muhammad.
Muhammad number 10 for boys. Muhammad number 10 for boys.
Jalen.
Jalen, not on the list.
There. Are you kidding me?
Not on the list.
That's
so
crazy.
What you say? When you have your star basketball player, we start naming our kids.
When you have a star athlete, yes. When there's a superstar in your town,
yeah.
I think a lot of children are named after them.
Yeah, well, a lot of Scatabos, apparently.
No.
The
Giants win. There'll be some Jackson with an X.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of that.
That's straight intangible right there.
With the X, right?
Yeah.
Dylan, number 9.
With a Y or I L?
With a Y, with a Y. No. Dylon. Five best rappers
Dylan
of all time.
Dylan is D-I-L-L-O-N.
Yes.
Oh, there's also Dylan, because the brothers, yeah. Not the brothers, I mean the two brothers. Dylan, they're in a whole bunch of movies.
Number eight, Aiden.
Oh, Matt and Kevin.
Aiden. What about Aiden?
Oh, RVA Richards say my daughter's name's Dylan.
See?
Okay.
Number seven, Joseph. Taking it old school for that one.
Testament times.
Number six, Jacob.
Testament times.
Wow.
Number five, Lucas.
I'm going to get a Bartholomew next.
Number four, Bartholomew. Number four, David. Number three, Ethan. Number two, Liam.
And
number
it was me, T.R. Scott. I was making fun of Jermichael.
Number one is Noah.
Noah?
Yeah. A lot of white people.
Wow. Hey, do they have any black people in New York?
Apparently not. They got a Muhammad, though.
Because that is straight. That's straight intangibles right there.
A certain type of intangible.
Yeah.
Number 10 for girls, Esther.
It's nobody named their kid Esther.
Maintaining the path.
Number 9, Sophia.
Okay, Sophia. Number Can't 8. Say nothing about Sophia.
With an F or the PH?
With an F.
Okay.
Chloe for number 8.
Okay.
Chloe.
7.
I know some black Chloes.
I don't.
I know one black Chloe.
Mm-mm. I know one black Chloe, too.
Olivia.
I know one black Olivia.
7.
She was a pope.
I know a lot of this next name. Number 6, Zoe.
Zoe. It's Zoe.
Zoe. Oh, sorry.
It's Zoe.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It's Zoe.
Yes.
It's Zoe.
Oh, my goodness.
Marcos.
Dude, we got.
Minus one.
What? Tatted on my chest? Yes, I'm a Zoe. Why is there no Y at the end of this? Why is there no Y at the end of Zoe? Joey has a Y. Huh? I don't just go, J-O-E, Joey.
Wait, Vlad. While we know he wrong as hell, he did make a valid point.
Right? You know?
That's what I'm saying. That's what you made a valid point. You know? He brought the, okay.
There's no Y at the end of that.
I mean, but common sense, you know, there ain't no woman named Zoe.
That ain't on my chest, yes, I'm a Zoe.
Even a Haitian woman would not be called a Zoe.
Nah, for sure.
Well, her first name would not be Zoe. It might be Manushka, but it might not be Zoe.
Hey, that's hilarious in itself. We said Joey has a Y.
Right.
Should we start calling Joe Rose Joey? Joey can get Rose? Zoe right?
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
All right.
Isabella, number 5. Number 4, Leah. And you know what? I'm actually pissed off at number 3.
Why is that?
Number 3 is also Sophia.
With the PH?
With a PH.
Hey, D-Sizzle got you, Marcos.
Why? What did he say?
Zoe Saldana.
Okay, that's fair. But, like, now the things on your feet, those are toes, right? I have a toe, T-O-E.
But you know a famous person spells it Z-O-E.
These are my toeies.
You know a famous person that spells it Z-O-E.
Okay. I don't know that.
Hold on. You know what, Marcos?
Yeah.
I'm with you on this one.
Saldana.
With the Sophia and Sophia.
Oh, yeah, I'm pissed off about that one.
What's up? So which one is number 9?
Number 9 is with an F.
And then number three is with the PH. So her balance is better?
Must be.
I guess the F is Sophia.
The PH balance is better than Sophia than the F.
S-O-F-I-A-S-O-P-H-I-A.
Now you notice what name you have not heard? Any names with a prefix before it.
Correct.
There's no LaMichael.
Nope.
There's no Jermichael.
Yeah, we're off that. Number 2 is Emma.
Why we got to do this? Leroy is Toy Saldana.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Point for YouTuber.
Number 1 is Mia.
Mia?
Mia.
Oh,
Mia.
Okay. That's a nice name.
Yeah, nice name. Chill.
So is it M-I-A?
I've never met an ugly Mia.
Is it M-I-A?
It is M-I-A.
Yeah, because M-I-A would have been Maya.
Yeah.
But no, you know what? Apparently there would be some parents that would be like, even though it's spelled M-I-A, it's still Mia. Still said Mania. Yeah, Mia.
That's why still people pronounce can't learn the English language, because we be messing it up.
I mean, if it's spelled... His mother called him Cassius. I'm going to call him Cassius.
That's it.
What do you guys think of the name Apollo? That's number one.
For what?
Trending, I don't know, it says trending baby names of 2025. This is not in New York specifically, just in general. Apollo is the number one name.
Nope.
No?
The hell? Not a fan?
It's some space baby?
Mm. Space baby. Yeah. What about Margaret? I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. How old is this baby?
Yeah, well, think about this. Hey,
I mean, so, if Esther's making a resurgence, Margaret might as well.
It's true.
How about this? So, I named my daughter after my grandmother, right?
Mm-hmm.
After I named her Rebecca, I found out that was really my grandmother's middle name.
Oh no!
Or I found out years before her real name was Mildred.
Mildred.
Thank God you didn't.
I said to her, never happened.
Cannot.
Well, Schmeathen is right. The Canes win a national championship. There might be some kids named after Canes play. Don't be surprised if Malachi is a name.
No, they just name him Cain.
Malachi.
No, oh, the Hispanics would call him Malachi. Yes.
Malachi.
A couple more Jesuses?
Yep.
Wow.
Nothing like
Reuben.
When Mildred is Reuben. The only name that you born Reuben. And you 50 years old.
Reuben.
Gertrude. Yeah.
Gertrude. Who? Ethel. Dude, Gertrude, come on, man.
Well, if you know old Gertrude, at some point she was a young Gertrude. You think they just called the Gert?
Gert. All that goes Gert.
Hey, there's Tude over there. Hey, Tude.
Shreeton says this segment has been Malakaka. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to play Bowl Game or Not a Bowl Game on the Tobin Leroy Show.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.